talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened 3 weekends ago, also at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be finishing up our coverage of the Charleston Fall Home Show by airing three more interviews from the show. And we'll be hearing from Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, Units Moving and Portable Storage, and also Universal Marble and Granite. And then also we've got interviews with Aiden Fabrics, Charleston Cabinets, Gateway Supply, and also the Louver Shop of Charleston. Well, I did mention that we are wrapping up our coverage of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and I just wanted to give a special thank you to a few people. First of all of the interior designers that volunteered their time, gave up their weekend to offer free design consultations for homeowners at the Charleston Fall Home Show. I'd like to thank interior designer Lee McElpine, interior designer Duval Acker, also interior designer Edie Sullivan, Jenny Ledutko, Judy Bistany, also Heidi Huddleston, Andrea Kelly and Margaret McEady, and also interior designer Eliza Constanzer, sorry about that. All of these interior designers volunteered their time at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and I'm sure made a big influence with the homeowners they sat down with by offering free design advice and really helping with their project. You know, once you do work with an interior designer, it sort of makes you question whether you're making the right decision on anything to do with your home going forward. You almost feel a little blind by not having an interior designer helping to make those purchase decisions, because interior designers can really help to make sure you don't make a wrong decision, which could end up wasting money and wasting time. And so that's one of the great things about an interior designer, is they really help you make the right decision. And oftentimes, the decisions you're making for your home are not only expensive, but also permanent. So we always urge people to use an interior designer, whether it's a remodel project or new construction. And you can always get some great, make contact with some great interior designers by visiting our sister website, TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. That's TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. And we've got a whole list of local interior designers that can work with you, and you can see examples of their work all sorted by room. So that's a really cool thing. Also, I wanted to thank all of the architects that participated in Inside the Architect's Mind, which was a lecture series we had at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And on Saturday and Sunday, we had Inside the Architect's Mind, where homeowners could attend these free lectures and see and hear insightful presentations of architect-designed homes by the architects themselves. So thank you to architect David Fisher. He did a seminar called An Architect's Unbiased Look at an Energy-Efficient Home. Architect Elizabeth Allen with Allen Design, she took a look back at some of her previous projects. Architect Chris Rose with Christopher Rose Architect did a lecture called Why an Architect is Needed When You Renovate, a look at befores and afters. Architect Emma Suter with Red Iron Architects delivered a lecture called Ideas and Tips to Make Your Home Comfortable and Safe If You Choose to Age in Place. Architect Scott Anderson of Anderson Studio of Architecture had a lecture called Style, Context, and the Invaluable Client, Principles for Truly Great Living in the Custom Environment. And then finally, Professor and Architect Ralph Muldrow, Professor of Preservation at the College of Charleston, delivered a lecture called Days of Future Past, How Traditional Design Features in Historic Homes Are Being Used Today in Modern Homes. So once again, thank you very, very much to all of the interior designers and architects, and also our keynote speaker, Robert Lulla. He is the former editor of Domino Magazine and founder of the Southern Style Now Festival, which is coming to Charleston November 1st through the 4th. And he did a great talk about how Southern design is influencing the rest of the nation, and how to create a home design that is both timely and timeless. And if you want to get more information about the Southern Style Now Festival happening November 1st through the 4th, just visit southernstylenow.com. And let's see, what else? I wanted to thank our two gift providers who provided 200 different gifts that we gave out with our $2 after 2 p.m. promotion on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, when the admission price dropped from $7 to $2 per person, we gave away 200 free Low Country Gourmet gift bags, and they had all sorts of sweet treats in there. And special thanks to M.W. Hunter and Low Country Gourmet Gifts, Baskets and Gifts in West Ashley. And then on Sunday, we gave away 200 blue cotton sweet tea scented candles, also from Blue Cotton. So special thanks to Blue Cotton. And then finally, I wanted to mention the winner of our Decor Wars, and that would be Little Staging Company in Mount Pleasant. They had an amazing looking, they decorated an amazing bookcase as part of Decor Wars. Have a great weekend and stay safe with the storm.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Hi, I'm Buddy Cox. We have the Louvre Shop of Charleston.
Very good, Buddy. Well, what have you been displaying and talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Well, all ladies love shutters. We have shutters. We have different window treatment, shades, blinds, anything you use for the inside, and we also have the outside. So the hurricane protection has been quite popular also lately.
Very good. So Louvre Shop, you folks specialize in plantation shutters, those beautiful plantation shutters on the inside of your house?
Most definitely. They're all made in America in Gainesville, Georgia. We have the shortest turnaround time, 3 to 4 weeks, and they can be in your windows after your order.
What is it about plantation shutters that people find so appealing?
I think they're user-friendly. Everything's user-friendly. You know, smartphones, I guess you can call it a smart window. It's very easy to go. You go up, open, your window's open. You know, all the cords and anything else you have to mess with. I think people like that kind of ease at using things.
And then does Louvre Shop sell any other window treatments for inside the house besides plantation shutters?
Yes, shades. We've got Hunter Douglas, anything they have. Of course, they're the Cadillac, I feel, and you've got Horizon, You've got timber and about anything you could want, we could have.
Very good. And then on the outside of your house, what kinds of hurricane protection shutters does Louver Shop have?
Well, we sell QMI, which are probably the top of the line hurricane protection, 220 miles an hour wind. Sell Bahama shutters, which is a great protection feature, and also operable shutters, which a Western red cedar is probably the best thing to make those out of, exterior, you know, on the outside of the house. And we sell quite a bit of decorative also. People just want them just to look like you have a shutter there. So we do that also.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about the Louver Shop?
You can go to our website, louvershop.com, or you can call us 843-327-4668, and we'd love to talk with you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Drew Harris with Ultimate Gutter Guard.
All right, Drew. What have you been talking to homeowners here at the Charleston Fall Home Show about this weekend?
We do remodels with windows, siding, baths, gutters, and patio covers.
Good deal. So Ultimate Gutter Guard, that's kind of like your company name, but you folks do a lot more than just gutters.
Correct. Yeah, a lot more than just gutters, just a name.
And what are you showing here this weekend?
So we have one of our examples of a preservation window, two different types of gutter guards. We have this LeafX in this style right here, then one of our custom walk-in showers.
Very good. And so did Ultimate Gutter Guard, did you folks just start off with gutters and then add certain product lines as time went on?
I believe we started off as a siding company, and then we kind of just branched off. And the original company's in Augusta, Georgia. They started off as a siding. So we're Southern Siding. The Charleston office has gutters.
So Ultimate Gutter Guard, you folks have locations in other cities besides Charleston?
Yes, sir. All over the Southeast.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard?
You can go to gutterscharleston.com, or we have some pamphlets up here.
Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell me your name and who you're with.
My name is Daniel Wood. I'm with the units Moving and Portable Storage.
Very good, Daniel. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you have been talking to attendees here about at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
What we offer is a safe, secure, waterproof, portable storage unit for your convenience. Reduce the stress of moving. We deliver it to your door or your garage, and then you load it on your convenience, and we'll come pick it up and deliver it to wherever you'd like. If you're delayed, we have a facility, we're locally owned, we have a facility in West Ashley that you could store it on a monthly basis. So we're reducing the stress of moving, which is a very stressful thing for most people.
Very good. There are other choices for people as far as portable storage goes. Why should people consider units?
Well, our container is top of the line. We use a barnyard door system, which gives you an extra 30 cubic feet of storage. And it's a lot more convenient than the roll-up. Varmints and squirrels can't get inside. We use a shoebox top container, so it's totally waterproof. And our delivery system's superior. We don't have a problem, as most people downtown know, it's very small down there. We use a robo. It's a remote-controlled delivery system that I can go around corners, I can get underneath trees. I only need 8.5 feet, and as you know, in Charleston, we have beautiful trees here. So my competitors need 12 to 14 feet. We can go right underneath trees, cable lines, get around corners, get around the gateways of homes in Charleston.
Very good. Well, if I could throw in a quick plug, we utilized units portable storage when we were doing some remodeling at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office, and units dropped off two of your brand new storage units that you had just gotten in, and these things were very spacious. They didn't take up a lot of room on the street, and completely dry, bone dry, kept everything very, very safe. So special thanks to units for that.
Well, thank you. We are driven about customer service. Part of our system is we offer, you know, straps for holding down luggage. We have blankets. We even sell locks. We'll bring it to you. So it's our customer service is superior, and that's what we're for. We're locally owned. We live here. We're your neighbor, and we want to make sure we perform for you.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about units?
We're in obviously we're in your magazine, and we have, let me pick this up because I don't have the number memorized, but you can call 1-866-568-8648. You're going to contact someone at our facility. This is not a call center. Okay, you're not talking to somebody in Phoenix or somebody in Detroit. It's someone local here. So, you know, if we had a catastrophic bridge event like we've had, we know that we can't, we can't get there as fast as you'd like us to. So that's how you contact us, units, moving, and portable storage.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm Tim Barkley for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Tell me your name and who you're with.
Hi, Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite.
Hi, Greg. Take a moment and tell our listeners and viewers what you're displaying today at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
So today we're showing a lot of the various products that we carry, both granite, marble, and quartz products, as well as we have a couple of sinks with us also.
What kinds of trends are you seeing in the countertop business?
We're still seeing a lot of the designers and a lot of the custom home people are driving towards the white and the gray products, which we have a lot of. We have 6 bundles of a product called Shadow Storm in stock right now, which are very white, gray, light blue. Some even have a little bit of a Calcutta, a little bit of a brown look that looks great with hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm. What would you say sets Universal Marble and Granite apart from your competition?
Well, we're very proud to say that we've got 37 five-star Google ratings. We're the only one in the state of South Carolina can say that. We've been in business 14 years, and we pride ourselves on our customer service.
And what's a commonly asked question that you get?
A lot of people would like to know, the difference between the various products, quartz products and, the advantages to quartz. Of course, quartz can't stain, it won't etch, etc.
And how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
They can reach Universal Marble and Granite at universalmgranite.net or give us a call at 843-767-7779. And we're at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston. Please come visit us.
All right, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Jonathan, take a moment and tell everyone about Aiden Fabrics.
Aiden Fabrics is primarily, first and foremost, a fabric store. We sell fabric by the yard. We have over 1,000 bolts of fabric. We always like to say that it grows from there. So our typical customer will think that maybe we're just a fabric store, but once they walk into our showroom, we have 5,000 square feet of fabric, rugs, furniture, design services. We have a full service workroom where we make products with our fabric. So everything, we like to say, starts with that palette that's built from your fabric choice. But you quickly realize that there's a lot more that meets the eye there. And so we're a full service operation with design services, workrooms that make drapery and bedding and anything you can really make with fabric in your home, as well as upholstery. And then it grows into accessories, so lighting and rugs and design services. So we are an A to Z turnkey shop.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What do you say to someone who might have bought off-the-shelf objects like pillows and things, maybe cushions for outdoor seating and so forth? Maybe they've mostly bought off-the-shelf versus having something custom-made.
Sure. Well, there's a place for those types of products. Sometimes, big vendors will have products that they'll push out of the marketplace that are off the shelf. And some of them are really made out of some nice fabrics and really good quality. Some of it's surplus, and so it's just they had to move some product. But we can work with that type of product. But to answer your question, when you take a look at something that someone's made by hand and crafted here in the Lowcountry proudly, the finishing touches and the customization that's built into that product to meet the criteria for the room that you're working with, the look, the design, that tailored look really can't be matched. And it's not to say that those off-the-shelf products are not nice products, because a lot of them really are. But, we really pride ourselves in being able to take a product and make it precisely what that customer wants in their home. And sometimes customers have those products they've bought and they bring them in, and we work with those where it's a pillow or a rug or a cushion like you mentioned, and we can build that into the design concept or sometimes they want to go custom. And so it's really that custom route that can really put a smile on the customer's face at the end of the day and wow them with something that's very unique and precise to their design concept mm-hmm. in their home.
Yeah, and it's almost, to me, it's kind of like when you you kind of know about these really good restaurants that all the locals go to. If you're kind of in the know, that's sort of the same way about knowing the opportunities that are available to you by having by going to Aiden Fabrics and having some of the different soft goods created for you using the custom fabrics that Aiden Fabrics has.
Exactly. You know, and to that point, you know, to parallel that, you know, with when I look at things that are made in magazines, of course, I'm in the industry, and so I have a trained eye to see that. But when you look at someone's home, whether you see a picture online or something in a magazine, you can notice and distinguish that someone took the time into creating those finished details. For example, you know, you think a standard pair of drapery panels might look great, and you can buy things that are, you know, packaged and ready and nice, and they fit perfectly in your home. But when you compare them to something that has a trim or a pleat or some type of a twist on it that makes it look very custom, you immediately appreciate the fact that someone just took it to the next level and made it very unique and very special.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people today, and I think this is kind of a result of the recession in 2008, they're very value-minded. And I know my mother, she's famous for having sofas reupholstered. And, you know, whereas it seems like today a lot of people, I see sofas out on the curb rather than, you know, giving them a second life by having them reupholstered. And that, sure. That's something that Aiden Fabrics could help people with, right?
Absolutely. It's a question we get every day. Customers coming in, they're waffling on, do I reupholster or do I not? I don't want to tell anybody or encourage anybody to throw good money at a bad problem, right? I don't want to necessarily recover a chair or a sofa that doesn't have good bones and good structure to it. And sometimes there is a place for what I call that sort of disposable furniture. If you get a rental property or you just need to plug a piece of furniture into a space that just you don't need to spend a lot of money on it, there's a place for that. But the constant question on our customer's mind is it worth reupholstering? Am I going to spend the money for the fabric and the labor to recover this piece of furniture? And I always answer it with this response: is there anything you don't like about the way the piece of furniture looks or feels? If you don't, and you want to recreate something, then it's probably time to either sell that furniture, consign it, or like you said, put it on the curb. The other question is does that piece of furniture have good structure and bones to it? I don't want to slight any other vendor out there that makes furniture, but if it's a piece of maybe Rooms to Go furniture, you didn't pay a lot more. I don't want to spend a lot of money to recover that. I'd rather mm-hmm. take a look at some higher end, medium to higher price furniture that has structure that is going to last mm-hmm. at least for your life, you know, your generation, maybe pass it on to your kids, where it will be worth, you know, doing that. A lot of times people don't realize too, when they look at furniture, that it may not have to be reupholstered. I have customers that come in and say, I love the fabric and the furniture, it seems to be great furniture, but the cushions have softened up, the seat cushions or the back cushions, and it doesn't sit the way it used to. Well, there's synthetic products in there, or sometimes even natural products like down and cotton that do settle. So sometimes we'll actually sort of give a piece of furniture an upfit. Mm-hmm. Maybe we re-stuff the cushions with some new foam to give it new life. Maybe we refill those backs with a little bit of some polyester fill or some cotton fill or whatever to give it more body. Right now in my living room, I've got to basically upgrade my cushions because when I sit down, they kind of flatten a little bit. They mm-hmm. kind of pancake, if mm-hmm. you will. And that's a great recommendation for people when they hear that and they realize, oh, I don't have to spend X number of hundreds of dollars to reupholster, I can just put some new seats in or some new backs, and it feels like new furniture again. Mm-hmm. So that's another option out mm-hmm. there.
Jonathan, your Aiden Fabrics is entering your very, very busy season, right? As you approach the holidays, and people will be entertaining and having family and friends come to visit and so forth. And so talk about that a little bit.
Right. So, you know, as the summertime starts to approach us and it winds down and the fall is approaching, you know, and everybody is done with their vacations, people start to take a deep breath and take a look at their home and start talking around the dinner table about, oh, well, who are we having for Christmas or Thanksgiving this year? And do we have enough seating? Do we have enough, you know, bedrooms? Do we have them looking the way we want? People want their home to look a certain way for the holidays. And we find that sometimes people don't realize that I might need 8 to 10 weeks to get this project done or whatever it is. I need to get in the queue. And so the peak season is right around the corner, and I highly encourage people to come in, at least get some ideas going. And if they're having work done, custom work done or upholstery, let's go ahead and put them in the queue and pencil them in for that project, because the last thing you want is, oh no, I've got family coming in 3 weeks and I really wanted to get these drapes made or maybe get this furniture recovered and I just don't have enough time now because the queue is too long.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And when is too late?
So, you know, the first deadline a lot of people think of is Thanksgiving, and right around that time, we typically are 4 to 6 weeks out for our custom workroom services. So your drapery, your bedding, your cushions, and your pillows. Sometimes right before that deadline, there's a 2 to 3 week window where you can throw in some pillows and some custom work. But to be safe, we like to tell people 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. On upholstery, it may be closer to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you're thinking of entertaining and you want to get some things done in your home, the sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Aiden Fabrics, you can buy the fabric at Aiden Fabrics, and then you folks have a workroom, right? You've got the seamstresses to create the special soft goods that you folks are so famous for.
That's right.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
We'd love to come see you in the showroom at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard. We're next to King Street Grill and the Iron Gate Shopping Center. If you can't come in, give us a call at 843-216-0008. Or go to AidenFabrics.com, and Aiden is spelled AIDEN, Fabrics.com.
And that's right out near the Isle of Palms Connector.
On the corner of Hungry Neck Boulevard and Isle of Palms Connector.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets. How you doing, Nikki?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Nikki, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Cabinets.
So Charleston Cabinets and Countertops is our business, and we do everything from remodels to multi-million dollar new construction homes, pretty much everything in between. Cabinets, countertops, and most importantly, design and layout.
Good deal. And Charleston Cabinets and Countertops, you folks have been around a while, right?
We have, since 1992.
92, mm-hmm. Okay. And you're located in the cheap rent district. In,
mm-hmm. Right down the road from Park Circle in Hanahan.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm sure your customers appreciate that, being able to pass the savings on to them, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So Charleston Cabinets and Countertops, tell us how you've been helping homeowners in 2018.
Well, we've done there's a lot of remodeling going on around the city right now, mm-hmm. especially downtown, Park Circle area, a lot of new construction going on in Johns Island. Mm-hmm. And basically what our big thing that we'd like to do is if you're doing a remodel or a new build, we take your plans from your architect, your builder, help lay everything out for you, move things around if need be, have a little bit of a better understanding. Architects are wonderful at what they do, but they're not kitchen and bath designers.
Mm-hmm. What happens if, say, it's a remodel project and there really is no plan for the kitchen? Will you visit the house and talk to the homeowners, try and kind of get an idea of what they're looking for?
Absolutely. We'll come in, we'll take measurements, we'll figure out what they're wanting to do as far as knocking out walls, moving windows, what's feasible, what's not feasible, what the costs are going to be involved in, several different options.
A lot of times homeowners don't really know exactly what they want in their new kitchen. They just know they want a new kitchen. And in that case, how does Charleston Cabinets and Countertops help a homeowner?
Well, basically, we have a certain standard that you're going to look at when you're laying out a kitchen. Your working triangle, the best spot for your sink, your refrigerator, your range, your main areas of use, and we lay it out based on that, present the homeowner with a design, and then we do a consultation, tweak it back and forth until they're happy with what they see.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the work triangle. What is that?
That is the triangle between your sink, your range, and your refrigerator.
Gotcha. And what's the general rule on that? Should they be close to each other, or
Not right next to each other, but yes, you want them within a good proximity of each other to have a good workspace in the area. You don't want to have to go from your refrigerator all the way over to the complete other side of the room to your range to grab things out to cook with. You definitely want to keep it in an area where it's comfortable for you to bounce back and forth between those three main areas.
Gotcha. And what brands of cabinetry does Charleston Cabinets and Countertop carry?
So all of our lines are semi-custom. We carry Craft Made Vantage, which is only available to local dealers. It's not what you see in Lowe's and Home Depot. Mm-hmm. We also carry Waypoint Living Spaces, which is by American Woodmark, and Marsh Furniture Company, which is out of High Point, North Carolina. So they're all U.S.-made cabinets.
You mentioned Craft Made, not the line that Charleston Cabinets and Countertops has is different from the one that you would see in a big box store.
It is.
How is it different?
The Vantage line is a more custom line. It's a bit of a higher end line as well. A lot more options as far as finishes, door styles, the accessories, a lot of upgrades that you have in our line that you're not going to see. What you see in the box stores is more of a baseline model.
Gotcha. And what are some of the, you mentioned before we started the interview that there are a lot of new accessory options.
There are. So Craft Made is very innovative, and they came out with a lot of really neat options available in their spring catalog, such as a toe kick, which is that space underneath your cabinets. Mm-hmm. You can actually touch it with your toe and it opens up and you have storage under there.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. A couple new options for wine racks, which is always a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
As far as accessories, pretty much anything you can imagine, cutting boards, knife blocks, pots and pans, lid storages, Tupperware containers, spice, Keurig K-cup organizers, charging drawers, you name it, we have it.
Wow, that's great. And what colors are people choosing for their cabinets these days?
White shaker is definitely the top seller. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a lot of gray and actually a lot of blue.
Mm, blue, that navy blue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And what color would you recommend if someone said, I want something that's timeless?
I like doing a white perimeter and a navy or gray island with some gold hardware, which mm-hmm. is back in style. It looks beautiful with the gray and the navy as well.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. And you mentioned that the white shaker, that's a painted color,
it
right?
It is. It's usually on maple, yes. It'll be a painted finish.
Gotcha. And the boxes are made out of maple?
The boxes are made out of either all plywood construction or standard construction, which is an MDF, and you actually choose between the two when we're doing our consultation. The all plywood construction is a more popular option. It holds up better over time, but the MDF is still available as a cheaper alternative.
How long should someone expect to the lifespan for their new kitchen that they get from Charleston Cabinets and Countertops?
Well, two of the lines that we carry are lifetime warranties, so that is that's set in stone. But usually in about 20 years, people want to start changing things around. Styles change, ideas change. You know, what we saw back in the 90s is not what you're seeing going in homes today. So mm-hmm. 20 years, though, I mean, should be a more than adequate
right,
time for your cabinets.
Right. Gotcha. Tell our listeners about Charleston Cabinet and Countertops' involvement with this old house when they were here last fall filming this old house.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. That was interesting. It's not something we've ever done before, but we did do the this old house project in the Elliott Borough neighborhood. The homeowners didn't live here, so it was a bit of a challenge with the distance. The house was in rambles. I'm sure if you've seen the show, you saw how horrible mm-hmm. it was. It'd been abandoned for 10 years. Basically, what we did is we helped to take that space where the kitchen was now a living room. So we were able to take a different space in the home and recreate that into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That must have been quite a challenge because there were two houses that this old house was involved with. One was on Hazel Street, and that got a lot of coverage. And mm-hmm. then the other was on Bogard Street, and that was more or less an abandoned house.
Yes,
the homeowner's family had been in their family for a long time. Where do you start with something like that? I mean, I'm sure the walls were all out of plumb, and the flooring, I'm sure, had was wavy or whatever.
Yeah, these old homes, there's no way you're ever going to get it perfect. And that was the case with this house. And you see that a lot downtown and with older homes in general. So it was a lot to work around. We had to be very careful in the planning, really had to work closely with the architect and the builder. The flooring was definitely sloped. The walls, a lot of the walls were replaced, which was nice. It had been eaten up by termites, so there wasn't an option there. They had to come out. And also working around the architectural review board in downtown Charleston, because of the age of the home, there were certain things that we couldn't do. We couldn't move the windows. You had a lot of limitations. So it was a challenge. It was an exciting challenge. Definitely put me to work. But it came out beautiful. I'm really happy the way it came out.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations to Charleston Cabinets and Countertops. I'm sure that there's a lot of cabinet stores here in Charleston that would have loved to have been involved with such a well-established program like this old house. And so, something you'll be able to brag about for years and years, that Charleston Cabinets was involved.
Absolutely. And the crew at this old house, they're amazing at what they do. And they're a lot of fun to work with.
Did you rub elbows with any of the stars?
Yeah. Silva was my favorite.
Tom Silva.
He's just a trip. He's real fun to work with.
He comes across as being very, very knowledgeable. Is he that way in person?
Oh, yeah. He'll walk around the room and he'll point out things that, oh, wow, yeah, look at that. That's an issue. So he's very good at what he does.
Was there any much of a learning curve for them working in Charleston versus New England?
Yes. They didn't have to deal termites up there, for one thing. Uh-huh. The humidity, what it does to the homes here, was another thing that they're not used to. So they definitely learned a lot here.
Right. Well, good deal. I'm sure you can catch this old house, some of the past episodes on their website, and look for Charleston Cabinets and Countertops on some of the different episodes. And Nikki, how can folks get more information about Charleston Cabinets and Countertops?
You can always visit us at charlestoncabinetsinc.com, or you can reach us at 843-554-7800.
And where's your physical location?
We're at 941 Commerce Circle in Hanahan.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's right off of 526.
Right off 526. Get off 526, you're in North Rhett, and just past the new Pilot gas station, we're right there.
Very convenient. All right. Great. Well, we've been talking with Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets and Countertops. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. And now we're talking with Mitzi Schwertner with Gateway Supply. How you doing, Mitzi?
I'm really good this morning. I hope you are.
Good. Mitzi, take a moment and tell everybody about Gateway Supply.
Well, basically, Gateway started back in 1964. Sam Williams Sr., Jerry Munn, and Richard Moore all worked together in the main, at the time, supply house and decided there was nowhere else to go. So they just went in together to give people an option.
Mm-hmm. An option of what?
Basically, back in that time and frame, it was just plumbing counters. You didn't have decorative showrooms. Mm-hmm. So one supply house pretty much dominated where everybody went. Mm-hmm. So these three had been in it long enough with this main company and decided just to give plumbers and homeowners an option somewhere else to go.
Gotcha. Okay. And how many locations does Gateway Supply have now?
We started with one in 1964. We now have 15 throughout South Carolina. It's a mixture of plumbing and heating and air. Mm-hmm. Charleston, this branch here on Harley, has been here since September. It'll be 3 years this year. We are a decorative plumbing. We do have a plumbing counter. But basically, for the most part, where I'm at in location, it's for the showroom.
Mm-hmm. Right. And prior to Gateway Supply being here, you folks bought out, was it Port City? Port
sure
City
did.
Supply. So some of the people who've been in Charleston a while may be familiar with Port City Supply. Providing plumbing, but since Gateway has come on board, you completely transformed this showroom. It's a beautiful, beautiful showroom.
Thank you.
I'm sure we've got listeners who haven't had a chance to visit Gateway Supply yet, but in the meantime, can you maybe take us on a virtual tour of the showroom? How's the showroom organized?
Sure. Basically, when you come into the doors, to the right, we are a Kohler Premier showroom, so it's one of our main lines. to your right is basically most of their products. It's for the bathroom. As you come through and you take to the left, we have some suites and different areas that have some of their vanities, their mirrors, sinks, faucets, some of their tubs. But we've also blended in with other manufacturers such as Rohl, Hansgrohe, Delta, Moen. We have basically a mixture towards the left side of the showroom that allows customers to really focus on kitchen. With those, we have Blanco and we have LK. Of course, Kohler's back in that area as well. Delta and Moen on the fixtures, Sombrizo. We are adding more and more lines, but again, for me, I am new to South Carolina, just putting my footprints down, 30 years in the industry, but new here. And as I'm learning my customer base, I'm learning what we need to have on the floor.
Gotcha. And right before our interview started, you were talking with some customers who are building a new house.
Yes.
And they you just got done finishing picking out, helping them pick out their fixtures for their master bath. How kind of walk us through the process when a customer comes in here. A showroom like Gateway Supply typically doesn't have price tags on all the fixtures,
right,
and so forth.
Some of the showrooms will, but it becomes very difficult because there's so many addendums throughout the year that can change. And then a homeowner gets set on a price and then they're disappointed if it changes. The biggest thing I can say, whether it's an appointment that someone has called ahead of time to come in, or a builder has let me know, or even a walk-in, and walk-ins are welcome. Basically, it's up to me to qualify them as to what they're needing. On the average, when a homeowner comes in, they're just thinking there's a few things to look at. But then they can see they can mix a finish, or they can mix a style, or they can do a two-handle on the sink or one handle. But basically, for a master bath, it's asking the right questions like, do you have a shower? Do you have a tub? Are you going to do a built-in tub? The newest and greatest right now, of course, is freestanding tubs. So everybody wants to know what size and shapes and styles they can come in, the materials they're made of. So my biggest job is to educate the public. It is to let you know at the end user what your options are based on what your space allows and what your taste is drawing you to. This customer that I helped today was a walk-in, super, super sweet couple. They literally kind of had some idea of what they didn't like, and the more we kind of looked at finishes and styles, they really isolated it down to what worked for them. They went with a freestanding tub at the moment. The new thing with freestanding tubs as well is the deck-mounted version for the faucet. And when you don't know that as an end user, you're thinking of that high expense sometimes of a freestanding faucet that's fully finished that goes to the floor. Mm-hmm. Or you just don't like that style. New tubs now offer, some of them, not all, a deck where you can use a standard tub filler. And they really liked that idea. It was cleaner, it was less stuff, and it allowed them to spend money in other places. So it went really well, but we normally start with a style on the sinks. Because then once I get that fixture style, I can blend the shower and blend the tub or any other plumbing issues to blend with what they've picked on their design.
Mm-hmm. Freestanding tubs, the garden tubs used to be popular, and now everyone's tearing those out and putting in like a nice big shower enclosure. Are freestanding tubs kind of taking the place of the garden tub?
It's so funny that you even asked that. It's one of those hit or miss, feast or famine. You know, for 2 months, I will do nothing but custom showers. And then for 2 months, I'll do nothing but tubs of some sort. The biggest issue going on right now that really hasn't hit the South is the water restriction. If you're anywhere on the West Coast, everything has dropped down and you're very, very limited to what you can have. It has not hit us yet. So a lot of consumers are getting everything they can while they can, meaning down the road, you may only be able to have a handheld with a diverter, meaning it shuts off that handheld and a fixed head. It's one function at a time only because you can only have 2.5 going of gallons of water. But right now we really don't have any limitations. So you can have that nice rain head, you can have the body sprays, you can have the handheld. We're still very, very fortunate that we can do what we need and what we want, but it will come at some point that we may also see some of those restrictions. But yeah, I think freestanding tubs are definitely that, and farmhouse sinks, the apron front sinks. Those two things are the most desired, like, I don't even want to say trendy, but in a sense, because it's almost like full circle. They're coming back around. They used to be a big deal back in the day, but they were all cast iron, old school, clawfoot. Now freestanding can be straight to the floor, contemporary, clean. It can be acrylic. It can be copper. It can be solid surface like stone. So people are just more, they just want to be educated on what they can have.
Mm-hmm. And there are a few plumbing tricks, right? If some of the fixtures that do restrict the water, I mean,
I will just say this. Sometimes, as the old saying is, when there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And I would say in certain products, possibly, like in a shower head, you could maneuver a little bit. But at the same time, shower heads are now being made well enough that they work well at the lower consumption. And the biggest misconception is that the shower heads makes the difference. It really is the valve first, what's pushing the water mm-hmm. to the handheld, the fixed head, or whomever, whatever the feature is. That pressure coming in from that valve is the majority. And then, yes, if the shower head is made well, it just accentuates the pressure. But yeah, you're one of many that said, can I take this out? Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you yes. Mm-hmm. Has it been done? Yes.
Well, walk into the contractor sales part of Gateway Supply, and I'll bet those guys would be able to tell you exactly what you need to do.
Exactly.
Right. I wanted to ask you about going back to the freestanding tubs. Are people using them, or is it? I mean, they look beautiful in a bathroom. Is it more of a design feature, or are they actually using them?
Well, the customer I helped today is a really good example. She asked me a lot of things, which doesn't happen often in a consultation, and that was, what did I like? What did I use? Was I a shower person or a tub person? I'm a tub person. I'm in mine every day. The benefits of a freestanding, it's cleaner, it's less, it takes less space. If you have a smaller area, it just keeps it airy and open. Some of the concerns are, how do I clean around it? And if you're renovating and you've only got 5-foot freestanding tubs are very, very limited. But once you go to 5.5, which is the most popular size, it's very not. You can pretty much do any style, depth, and shape that you want. Some have air, which to some, they don't understand the difference in air and jets. Jets are more of a forceful, and air is more of a relaxing. So depending on the type of bath you want, if you don't want just a soaker, it's my job to educate them, saying, when you get in there, do you have sore muscles? Or are you getting in there because you've had a long day? Mm-hmm. There's a difference in that water and what you want it to do. But freestanding tubs, by far, are the most questioned, emailed, walk-ins, what can you show me, what can you tell me? That is definitely an item that everybody wants to talk about right now.
Good deal. Talk about the difference between the fixtures that Gateway Supply sells, and because you sell Moen and you sell some of the same names that you'll see in the big box stores, but there's a difference in the fixtures themselves. There's pressure to have a very low price at the big box stores, and the manufacturers sometimes will offer that product, but it's not the same.
Right. Basically, the biggest test that was ever done for me many, many years ago at a manufacturer's meeting and conference was, we took a big box and a box from a brick and mortar showroom, and we put them on a scale. The biggest difference is that consumer that walks into a home center basically is looking for usually a faucet. Something or a light fixture, something they can just swap out really quickly, and it's on the honey-do list. When you're doing an entire bathroom, the difference is the weight difference that I'm talking about is the drain that goes into your sink. A lot of the big box stores, they're plastic, they're not metal. The nuts and bolts underneath that the end user doesn't really think about, they're more plastic than brass. So that's where the cost difference comes in, because the durability on it is higher with the brass, which is what a brick and mortar showroom sells. But to that end user that's gone into a home center, if they don't know that mm-hmm. and they come into a brick and mortar later, they're like, what, why is it so much difference? And the reason being, again, the drain in the sink is not brass. The nuts and bolts underneath aren't the same brass quality. There's gaskets and washers, and a lot of companies now that use brick and mortar and home centers literally will tell you in their clear track pack, not the same as blah, 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 which is really, really a fair trade. Not all manufacturers do it, but some are saying, they'll point out I'm thinking the right word to use. They'll point out not metal, mm-hmm. non-metal pop-up.
Yeah, it looks like metal, but it's plastic.
But it's like a coating on plastic that's just going to peel off.
Right.
So to me, I just think the homeowner has to make that choice, which is a personal choice, how much use that fixture's going to get, who's installing it. And if you say $50 or $75, depending on the fixture that you purchase, is it going to be in the long run when you have to pay that plumber to come back and change it out in a year? And he's, whatever his rate is per hour, you've lost what you've earned and you're having to buy a new fixture.
Right. You're getting a inferior product.
Exactly.
But you end up paying the same amount as the fixture that you would get here at Gateway Supply because you end up having to pay a professional.
And to be fair, I don't want to knock a home center product. If a homeowner is very, very comfortable, the number one thing that I do get is I'll get spec home builders that will come to me and say, well, I bought all my fixtures, but I want the kitchen faucet to really work. That in itself tells me that they understand what they're buying. And that's not all spec builders. I'm just saying someone that's just turnkeying a home that really isn't being responsible for what happens in 2 years or 3 years. But someone that's building a nice home that wants durability and accountability, I just would recommend going to a brick and mortar because of the nuts and bolts that I know are a better quality. The longevity of the faucet, mm-hmm. it's just got a better chance of lasting a much longer time frame.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, Charleston Home and Design Magazine has done a repeat feature for our bathroom issue where we, and it has to do a lot with the number of new hotels that have sprung up here in the Charleston area, and we'll go to some of these new hotels and take photographs of the bathrooms and then tell our readers if you want this look because it seems like hotels are kind of on the cutting edge of design and so that's ended up being a feature that we've repeated several times over the years. One of the things we stayed at a really nice hotel this summer and instead of just your typical round drain, there was like a bar at where the drain typically is.
It was a linear drain.
Yeah, it was like a long rectangular kind of thing. Are you seeing that kind of thing on the residential side?
Yes, basically linear drains have been out for a while and aesthetically they're just good looking. And for someone who's doing a nicer upper end home that's doing beautiful tile, they don't want just that spec round drain. Also, a lot of times where that gets placed, homeowners don't want to step on it or have to worry about it. So a linear drain or even really nice square drains that are 4 inches or 6 inches can be placed in different places and they're just more decorative. Mm-hmm. So someone who's trimming out an entire space, they're just paying attention even to the small details now. Mm-hmm. So ironically, I think, just like you're saying hotels, I think hotels on that commercial side started using bigger square drains. They'd offer a big rain head and so forth, and just to make sure the water cleared itself correctly in the drain, got into the commercial side of the linear. Architects and manufacturers all kind of went, oh, that's really nice. So they've kind of blended into the residential. But yeah, there's quite a few linear drain companies out there now. A lot of times too, it is, number one, aesthetically, you can do one where it totally goes away, it looks like your tile. Mm-hmm. There's some that can come in the finish, like before when there was Aura Bronze, you didn't have that option, your drain was silver. Now you can do Aura Bronze, you can do brushed stainless, you can do polished stainless, you can do polished nickel. And the companies, manufacturers like Newport Brass and so forth that do theirs, that are just the larger squares, but they're really decorative, they have like 30 finishes. So a homeowner that does gold or does antique brass, they can blend it all the way down to the floor, and you just didn't used to always have that option, but it is very much an option now.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I experienced for the first time this summer on vacation was, it's not a new product, but the body sprays. I never really had an appreciation for body sprays until I turned on the shower. My daughters must have had the body spray on, and I said, you know, I'm going to give this a shot, and it was nice. Do you sell a lot of body sprays?
Okay, body sprays, way back in the day, were like the number one car wash feature. When a homeowner did a car wash shower, was what we used to call them. When they do the oversized head, a fixed head, a few body sprays. And if I can educate homeowners on anything in a shower, it's a handheld to clean with. I am that homeowner that for the longest time threw water out of a cup up onto the wall. A handheld is great for cleaning. It's great for young children. It's great for pets.
I was going to say washing the dog.
But for pet, absolutely. But yeah, for the most part, body sprays were just one of those things where, especially because they're maneuverable, they tend to have a 45 degree movement within them. You can use straight, you can do a pulse. Different companies offer different styles. But if you had shoulder pain, you had lower back, you could turn that on, and with the right valve, which and what I would recommend would be a thermostatic, where you truly set your temperature and you totally control your volume, you could turn those body sprays on 100% in a place that you have aches, and it's a great feature. Some even put one at their feet, if they're on their feet all day, and it hits their feet. So a lot of it just depends on personal need and function. To some, you were even asking me earlier about a tub. Do they really get in a freestand tub? Body sprays for some are just in case the next owner may want them.
Mm-hmm.
But are they usable and wonderful? Yes. But the great thing about them too is even if the husband and wife or partners are different heights, because they can be moot, as long as you put them in a mid-range, you know, a household can use them. And it's not just for one person. It can be maneuvered to where it's flexible enough that different heights can use it. Some have adjustable sprays, but I would never count against it. But I would definitely say, out of just personal preference, a hand shower before body sprays every time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. There are other plumbing supply companies in town. What would you say the biggest reason someone should check out Gateway Supply? Is it price? Is it selection? Is it?
If I can say anything that's not just Gateway, I think anyone in a showroom brings customer service. You need to listen to your customers, understand what your job is. And my job is to educate that end user, to listen to what they're looking for, to have them guide me as to either something they did have and didn't like or something they didn't have, like you just said that you tried and went, wow, to make sure that I give them the pros and the cons. But Gateway versus others is just customer service. Our number one goal is we never want to get it wrong. Our goal is always to get it right. But if we did, to make it right. And for our customers to leave feeling like they left more educated and more comfortable with either options that they came in for or the decision that they made, mm-hmm. that they're comfortable with it and not second guessing what they did, and that by far they were able to touch and feel product that made them comfortable with the selections mm-hmm. they made.
Well, I will throw in a personal plug. I have bought some fixtures here at Gateway Supply, and your pricing is excellent. So
you
very good pricing. So. Mitzi, tell everyone how they can get more information about Gateway Supply.
Well, we have a website, gatewaysupply.net, and we also, again, we're here Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Basically, within on the phone, on the webpage, it has all of our different lines that we carry. Basically, for me, I am the main go-to person in the showroom. Ashley is at the front desk doing all the work that she does every day to keep us taken care of on the billing side and everything else. So any kind of billing questions, when you call in, she would probably be the one you get first. But I would say reach out either via, please stop by and say hello and see the showroom yourself. Give us a call if you'd like to set an appointment to come in. Go to our website and kind of see what we have to offer. And like I was saying, we do have, if you're not in the Charleston area, we'd still love you to come see us. But we do have other locations throughout South Carolina that would be more than welcome to help you if needed.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mitzi Schwertner with Gateway Supply. Thanks so much, Mitzi. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do instead of home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.